The Moroccan film Horses of God has recently been released in theaters across the U.S. It centers on one of the most tragic incidents in recent Moroccan history, the 2003 suicide terrorist bombings in Casablanca.
Overnight, a series of explosions tore through Casablanca. At least 40 people were killed, at least 60 injured. The targets of the simultaneous attacks include the Belgian consulate, a Jewish community center and Jewish cemetery.
Horses of God is a phrase used by the Prophet Muhammad in the Quran to describe those who fight for jihad. Originally, it was a phrase meant to spread the teachings of Islam. But today, radical groups use it to justify jihad against the West and the killing of innocent people. The film is directed by one of Morocco's most acclaimed directors, Nabil Ayouch, who grew up in Paris and now lives and works in Casablanca.
They felt totally abandoned by the rest of the society, mentally cut off, and lack of education for sure.
He told us the goal of his movie was to open people's eyes to the root causes of terrorism in young men. Before Nabil Ayouch began filming, he spent 2 years in Sidi Moumen, the sprawling slum on the outskirts of Casablanca, where the bombers grew up.
No father authority, no social care, no place for love, intimacy. So, yeah, I guess these young boys, when they see some radical religious leaders, and I don't even know if we should call them religious, because for me it's more mafia that is using religion, are coming and telling them that they're going to offer them a future and they're going to offer their kind of discipline, of course, they jump in and they want to make it and they want to prove themselves that they can make it.
It's really interesting because for most of the movie, in the first part of the movie, Yashin, the younger brother, is not religious at all. And when his older brother comes back from 2 years in prison and he has been converted to be very religious, he really looks at him skeptically and doesn't like who his older brother has become. But then he does fall under the sway of these religious leaders and you really see the transformation. And then at the end, he really becomes even more of a zealot than his older brother, Hamid. And let's play a little scene where you see him actually decide to become this new person. And this is a scene where you really see that. You really see where he has transformed from this secular, angry young man into a religious, angry young man. So they're on a suicide mission, and do they even understand that they're just pawns in this global conflict?
Oh, they do. They do. As a soldier that is sent by his general on the ground is understanding that. The thing is that they're brainwashed. And when you're brainwashed, you don't see things clearly anymore, even if you know what you're doing.
Who was the audience you had in mind when you made this film? Who did you want to see this film?
I think it's important for both Arab and Occidental audience to hear about this film and this point of view. For an Arab audience, because most of the time we don't want to face our reality as it is, and we should understand that if we do not do it, some others will come. And I'm talking of those Hollywood movies with their point of view, which I respect, but it's not my point of view as an Arab film director from the region. And for the Occidental audience, because, as I told you, from this type of movies, they're used to a very black and white speech about this important topic. You know, there is the bad guys and the good guys. And we have the tendency in those films to put out the names and the faces from the people who are the source of this violence, as if this violence comes from nowhere, as if it has no origin, you know. This violence doesn't come out from the sky.
What's been the reaction from the authorities in Morocco and just from people who've seen your film in Morocco? What do they say about it?
Well, I guess the film pleased some people and didn't please some others, but I had no official reaction of Moroccan authorities about the film. What I can tell you is that the Moroccan Cinematographic Center participated to the fundings, so they gave me a support, and I had no problem of censorship at all.
Although you don't paint the government in a particularly flattering light, or at least the state in a particularly flattering light. The police are corrupt. There's nothing offered to these poor young boys in terms of a future.
Yes, but I guess it's our part of the job as film directors to show this reality. And I think the authorities are smart enough to understand it. This is, of course, the state responsibility, but this is also the citizens' responsibility, the civil society responsibility. I mean, we are all in the same boat. So if we want another future for those boys, we have to offer them something else. And that's what I'm fighting for, actually, with Mahi Binbin, the author of the novel. We decided since 1 year to open a cultural center in the center of the slum in Sidi Moumen for those young people to have some other ways of expression, like arts, culture especially. And the center, after a fundraising that we done last year, opened a month ago.
And I understand that you screened the movie and families of the bombers and families of the victims saw it together.
Exactly.
And what was their reaction being brought together and watching the movie together?
Well, actually, it was the very first time, as you can imagine, that the families of the victims who came from the center of Casablanca and some families of the suicide bombers met each other. So there was a lot of tension in the beginning and emotions when they talked to each other, when they recognized each other. Some, at a certain point, said, sorry, I apologize. I think that they met. I think that some people who lost a father, brother, sister came to the slum to meet them. And it's a huge step, I guess, for our society. And it means a lot. It means that mixity between rich and poor is one of the key between men and women, the minorities. I mean, the biggest danger for our society is to have those walls that you can not see, but you can feel between different categories of the population. So when some people decide to come and to meet and to spend some time and to listen to other people that they never cross the rest of the day, I guess it's very important. It says a lot.